foreign nationals with the wherewithal to dump either $500,000 or $1 million into an American business can get a green card for conditional permanent residence in the U.S. Tampa City Council member Charlie Miranda isn't sure whether that's a good idea.
People are dying and crossing great lengths of water to come here, and at most times fail.
Councilmember Mary Mulhern agreed with his concern
about whether you should be able to buy a green card when there are other people, you know, trying to become citizens. And so I guess I don't know how you answer this question, but is this if you're as you're giving these visas or green cards to these EB-5 people, is that, you know, is that just an additional number of immigrants that we're allowing here?
But Mickey Canton, a Miami attorney who specializes in implementing the program, said it's not a loophole for rich immigrants to trump poor ones. Instead, there are a limited number of green cards available to people who qualify, and they don't impact those that are available to non-investors.
This is a category in and of itself. It has nothing to do with the categories of other people who are waiting in line.
And because the green card is permanent, Councilmember Mike Suarez was worried immigrants would eventually bail on their end of the bargain.
What I really have a problem with is whether or not they'll stay here for a longer period of time, because investment can dry up pretty quickly. And if they are the key partner in a particular industry, a particular business, or a particular development, I don't want to see a situation where we have either a half-built or a mostly-built facility that is not going to be used, and now we have a problem.
Tampa immigration attorney Bill Flynn said there are fail-safes in place to make sure the green card isn't a freebie. For example, the investor has to prove their worth with a solid business plan and at least 10 new jobs.
They need to be a sustainable type of an entity that's going to be around, and the jobs will be around.
Most investments under the EB-5 program have to be $1 million. But in so-called target employment areas, immigrants can get a green card with a $500,000 investment because those places are either rural or at least 150% of the national unemployment average. Council voted 5-1 to look into the program further. Councilmember Lisa Monteleon was absent, and Charlie Miranda voted against it. But Councilmember Frank Reddick only voted for the resolution after making some changes.
It bothered me that as a elected official and a member of this body, that we're going to give a private citizen the authority to appoint, organize, and appoint a committee that represent us as a council, and we don't have any say-so in the people he appoint.
Council member Yvonne Capine, who pushed the resolution, changed it to allow council members to approve a task force rather than a private citizen. Bill Flynn, the immigration lawyer, will still make recommendations on who to include on the committee. Council will vote on the matter on September 27th. If a task force is approved, it will report back to City Council in January. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.